I think the uncertainty from our point of view is a bit disconcerting because we're basically in limbo at the moment, not really knowing when and where the game is going to happen, although that is changing slowly as we get more information from the Commonwealth Games Federation. We had a meeting with Commonwealth Games Federation yesterday where Chris Jenkins, who's president of the Commonwealth Games Federation, briefed us on the progress, what had happened. Now, I know the press reports came out about Glasgow, and he updated us and said, yes, that is one of the proposals that they are looking for. But that is just one of the options that's being looked at. I think the next game will be scaled back. We don't know which sports that will be in the games. I think the core sports of athletics and swimming will be there, but what other sports we don't know.
If it was to be a scaled back games, how difficult would it be for yourselves to, I suppose, have to prioritize which sports and which athletes could attend?
I think we've got quite a well-rehearsed system of grading the athlete. We would take it on the basis that we'd look at our athletes that are most likely to win medals or at least achieve within the top 50% in that chosen sport. So we would go through a process that we've been through before. And I think the athletes would all have a fair chance of getting into the team.
And from the athletes' perspective, what's the ongoing effect to them with the fact that there just isn't that certainty at this point?
It's very difficult for the athletes, the uncertainty, and all they can do is carry on competing and training as if the games are going to happen in 2026. Because as we all know, it takes a 4-year cycle for them to peak at the right time. And the wages have to carry on as normal as if the game is going to happen, because that's the only way they can perform in 2026.